It's Plant Talk with Dave Decock, brought to you by Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, Thompson Greenery, Jeans the Right Plant Place, Turf Tamers, Cheyenne Gardens, and Valley Turf Sod Farm. And Dave, welcome back to KFGO.
Well, it's great to be on.
Okay, let's get right to the phone lines. I think we got an asparagus question to start things off. Wayne is first up.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Dave. I have spoke with you before. I love your knowledge. My wife's wondering about our asparagus. We've had tons of it this year, and we're getting a lot of the ones, you know, you break the sprigs off, but then you get the ones that end up with seeds. When do you start culling those?
Okay, what you do is you keep harvesting. The little ones you can leave there, but you stop harvesting normally about the 4th of July.
Okay. What?
So after the 4th of July, you don't harvest anything. The small, willy-wee, wimpy ones, you can leave them on now if you want to.
Okay. All right. That was the question. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sure. Not a problem, Wayne. Bye-bye.
Next up is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks, Dave. See, I planted four rose bushes last Sunday. And two of them look fine. It's no problem.
Okay.
The third one has got a few yellow leaves, but the one of them is about at least a third yellow. What can I do to rectify it, or what did I do wrong?
What kind of roses did you plant?
Well, two of them were climbers, and the other two were shrub roses.
Okay. Are they, now when you got them planted, how much did you water them when you planted them?
I filled the holes with water as I was cutting the dirt because it was quite hard where I was at. And then I tried, and I put water in it afterwards to make sure that it was going to percolate down. And then I went in and watered them after I put the soil around it.
Okay.
Have
you watered them since?
No, to tell you the truth, because I was wondering if that maybe I had overwatered them.
That would be my guess, because I think what's happened, we've had quite a bit of rain.
Right.
And if they get too wet, typically what they will do is you'll get yellow leaves. So I would certainly back off on the water.
Okay.
You know, it's not as hot now, so they're not going to need as much either. So back off on the water. Did you put mulch or anything around them or not?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Don't do anything like that yet, because my guess would be is that they're probably too wet. So if you had put mulch around, we'd want to get the mulch away and try and leave it dry out.
Okay.
But I don't know there's much more you can do about that than back off on the watering. Hopefully the leaves have turned yellow. Hopefully they will fall off and you'll get new growth. But your best bet is to try and back off on the watering.
I'll check that out tonight then. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye. Okay, bye, Lee.
Bye.
We have a question about getting rid of lilies in our text club, I think. Is it safe to spray grass Begone? Oh, maybe not. Maybe they want to make sure they don't get rid of them. Is it safe to spray grass Begone over daylilies, regular lilies, iris, daffodils, tulips?
I guess I'm not sure about that. I'd be kind of gun-shy because they've got leaves like grasses, but I guess I don't know for sure about that. My guess would be is it would be okay, but I would certainly read the label first and find out what grass Begone is going to kill. I know it kills grass and quackgrass and that kind of thing. Those particular plants with that kind of a leaf, I don't think it would be a problem, but I'd certainly read the label first to be sure.
Sure.
Because there should be a list on the label.
If you have a question for Dave, we have phone lines open, 237-5948, 800-880-5346. When is the correct time to prune your lilacs?
Well, right now would be a great time, especially the tree lilacs, I don't think have flowered yet, but the other lilacs are all flowered. So if you've got lilacs, you want them to flower again next year when they get... Just when they get done flowering, it's the time to do the pruning. Then they will flower again next year. If you wait till this fall or next spring and prune them, then you won't get flowers next year.
And tell us about, I think we discussed this last week, but pruning spruce and pines.
Well, we could certainly do those now, especially with the pines, because we've been out to, I've pruned quite a few mugo pines just lately, and they, with mugo pines or with pines, they get the new growth, and when the new growth comes out, it's almost like, it's almost bare at first, and then it gets leaves on it, or gets needles on it. But when it gets the new growth, if you want to get them pruned before they get all the needles on them, if you can.
Okay. Sounds good.
When you do that, what will happen, if you prune them at the right time, a bud will form on the tip. If you wait too long to prune and you cut them off, you won't get a new bud there. So when they elongate before they get all the needles on, you do the pruning on those. The spruce, I don't know how much new growth there is on a spruce yet. You could certainly prune it, but if the new growth hasn't came yet, the new growth will come, and then it's going to look like it needs to be pruned again.
Sounds good. If you have questions for Dave, we're ready for you. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. This is Plant Talk on KFGO. We'll also take your questions by text message at 35270.
Plant Talk on KFGO. Retired horticulturalist Dave DeCock is with us. If you want to get on the phone lines, call 701-237-5948, toll free 1-800-880-5346, or you can text into 35270. That's our text club sponsored by 702 Communications. Let's get to the phone lines. Mary is on the line for you, Dave.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dave. Quick question for you about raspberry bushes.
Okay.
My daughter-in-law was given about 8 of them last fall, and she planted them.
Mm-hmm.
And now this spring, there's only about 3 of them that have growth on them, new growth.
Okay.
My question is, the other ones that don't have it, do you just pull those out, or do you cut them down?
Well, you should be getting growth on them by now. My guess would be, if she got them and planted them last fall, my guess would be they didn't make it through the winter is probably what the story is. Now, if she wants it, I'd give them a little more time maybe, but fairly soon they should be getting some growth on them. And she can also check the stock of the one that's there. Start on the tip with a clipper and clip a little bit off the tip and see if it's brown or if it's green. And
if it's still green, then
there's hopes that it could still leaf out. But if she clips back and she keeps clipping back and it's brown all the way, then pretty obviously it's dead. Because if the top was dead, it should have sent up some growth already if it was going to come.
Okay. My next question is, some of them have, like, there's big spots, like, from the top, there's nothing, and then it'll start in the middle with the, you know, the flower, the new flowering,
right.
And then all the
right.
way down to the bottom, still yet, there's nothing. It's just, like, in the middle.
Well,
just leave that go, and you'll think it'll come back, you know, the rest of the way?
Well, my guess would be the top is probably dead on it, and she can leave it go a little while longer and see if the leafing continues to move up the stock. But if it doesn't, what's going to happen is that top is going to get just dry and more brittle. So she's going to be able to figure out that top is dead. But if you've got leaves in the middle, that's great, because that means at least that far up is alive. If you have to cut
that's not
a big deal. It's going to come back.
Okay, good. See, I don't know much about raspberry bushes, but are they, how high do they get? Because these are like 4 feet high. There's the stalk,
well,
they can even
get taller than that. Usually
really?
With raspberries,
I don't know nothing
raspberry,
about them. So.
Yeah, raspberry is a biennial plant, so it means that 1 year they will grow, and the next year they will have flowers and fruit. And then the year after that, the ones that had the fruit, the year before, you cut them down in the spring and get them out of there. And the ones that grew new the year before, they will have fruit that year. So a stock.
Oh, so you do cut them down.
Right. You take them. What if they had fruit last year, you'd take them down.
Okay.
Right now, I wouldn't cut anything down. I would wait and see what happens. If they get well established, they should get rooted and maybe send up some new growth, some suckers, because they're really good at sending up suckers.
Okay.
Now,
the ones that come up
as suckers this year, they would have fruit next year.
Sounds good, Dave. Thanks for your help so much.
Sure. Anytime.
Bye-bye,
Mary.
Bye.
Bill is next, Dave.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Quick question for you. We have an oak tree that it's a large oak, by the way, and we have a three-season porch, and the tree has grown to the point now where with wind movement, it's rubbing up against the fascia on the overhang.
Sure.
And so I think I've got three options, maybe only two. One of them, cut the tree down, which we don't want to do.
No, don't do that.
Alter the roof line. And number three, somebody, a friend said, why don't you just notch the tree, cut into the tree trunk? And I said, well, that'd kill the tree. And he said, I don't think it would. So there's my question for you.
Well, what I would do is I would get a pole pruner or something like that, and anything that's close enough to the roof so it's rubbing, I would clip that off.
You're talking about, it's not a branch, it's the trunk.
Oh, the trunk is against the side. Oof.
Yes, exactly. Oof, yes.
Boy, I don't know what you're going to do then because... Is there multi stems below that? You could take one stem off and it would still be okay, or is it the main trunk?
No, it's the main trunk.
Yeah, then I don't know that you have but two choices. I don't know where cutting a notch into the trunk would do you any good at all.
Yeah, it would just allow the thing to rock a little bit more with wind movement and then literally slip right over the fascia
right.
on the overhead.
That was it would weaken it. It probably would stop it. It may stop the that side of the tree would die. But I don't see what you'd gain from that.
Yeah, no, I don't either. That's the question I had there.
I think you're between a rock and hard spot on that deal.
Yes. Well, it sounds like what I have to do is just alter. The roof line, cut that back so that the tree has movement and doesn't rub up against it.
Right. That would be, it's either that or the tree has to go.
Right. Yeah. And I'm reluctant to do it. My wife is adamant the tree's not going. So there you have it.
Okay. Okay. Then whatever you can do, whatever you can do to keep it from hitting the house, that's what you're going to have to do.
All right. That sounds good. Thank
that's
you so kind of
sad.
Dave.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, twice.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know. Okay. It's just so hard to say goodbye to trees. Ugh. I don't know. Are people like me? Do they get sentimentally attached to trees? I
take so long to grow.
I know. Sad. Okay, Dave. Bob promises to have a short question. We're going to try to get him in before the news here.
Hi, Bob.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi. Hey, I got a question. I got two birch clumps in the front of my house, one on each side of the sidewalk. One looks very sick. The leaves are almost turning yellow. Is there fertilizer or something that I can use to help this along, or do you have an idea what might be going on?
Well, it may be just very chlorotic, too, because birch are susceptible to iron chlorosis, and when that occurs, the leaves are good yellow, but the veins in the leaf will tend to be greener in color. So if you look at a leaf, it's yellow, and you can see the veins are a little bit greener. It may be that it's just short of iron. And if it is, then you would need to get some iron supplement, get that in, down into the ground to the roots. And hopefully when the roots take that up, that would tend to get the tree to green. But that's just one guess. If you can get somebody to look at the tree, that would be your best bet.
Okay. Well, we'll give it
now,
a
chance. Now, if you're in Moorhead, there's a horticulturist there. I know that there's somebody at Cass County Extension you could call. They should come out and look at it. So if you're in Cass or Clay County, there shouldn't be a problem getting somebody to look at it.
That sounds great. We'll do that.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Okay. Thanks for your call. We'll continue to take your questions on Plant Talk when we come back.
You're listening to Plant Talk on KFGO, sponsored by Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, Thompson Greenery, Gene's The Right Plant Place, Turf Tamers, Cheyenne Gardens, and Valley Turf Sod Farm. Boy, that list doesn't change much year after year. They must really like Dave DeCock at these businesses, eh?
Why? Who doesn't love Dave?
That's what I was thinking. Dave, I've got a question, if you don't mind. I want to get it in real quick.
Go ahead.
We transplanted some hostas that were really well established in the front of our yard, moved them maybe 15 feet just to kind of establish another part of our garden. They're looking a little haggard right now. Some kind of crispy-ish edges on some of the leaves.
Right.
Of the three clumps, two of them look better than the others. Any chance this is transplant shock?
I would guess you probably transplanted them before we had that tremendously hot weather, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah. See, I've got some that they weren't even transplanted, and the weather was so hot and so dry that the leaves did exactly that. But now that we've had a good rain, they're starting to pep up. So my guess is that you're going to be okay.
Okay, that's good news.
Good. Good news.
I don't want to have to dig that out again. That'd be great.
No, I think they'll come back.
Here's another question about how do you get rid of rose bushes and rhubarb? Do these typically spread? I feel like ours are spreading. The rose bushes are thorny and awful.
Oh, they're probably some kind of a wild rose or something if that's the case. But what you can do with either one or both of those, you can take and harvest the rhubarb. You could harvest as much of that off as you can. When it starts to grow back, you could use a spray on that to kill it, something that would kill broadleaf weeds. And the same thing would be true with the roses. Cut them down. Once the new growth comes, then start spraying them, and that will get absorbed into the plant. Eventually, it will kill the plant.
When can you transplant rhubarb?
To be honest with you, most any time. But right away in the spring, of course, would be an ideal time. Or maybe after Labor Day when we're starting to get more rain and starting to get cooler. Those have been the two best times. But if I can remember as a kid, I think we did it almost any time.
Sure.
But you want to harvest them down pretty close so there's not much new growth on them if you're going to dig them and move them.
Sounds good. Let's get back to the phone lines. Dwayne is first up here.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good.
Say, I got a question for you. Ash trees, are they kind of notorious for dying off from the bottom up? I've got a lot of branches on the lower part of my ash trees that are kind of croaking. I don't know. That kind of scares me.
No, ash trees are notorious for having dead limbs.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty tough to find an ash tree that doesn't have a dead limb or here, especially the older one. I've got them in my neighborhood. Every time we get a heavy wind or something, you'll find some dead branches on the ground because they'll die, and then, you know, if they're not taken off, eventually they'll fall. But okay. it's not unusual at all to have ash trees with dead branches in them.
Okay. How about flowering crabs? When can a guy trim those a little bit? I suppose you have to wait till the fall?
Well, I would say the ideal time would be in the spring after the danger of cold weather is passed, but before they get their leaves. That's the ideal time. If you've got dead branches, you can take them off any time. If you're going to do some minor pruning, you could do that any time.
Okay.
But real serious heavy-duty trimming, you'd be better to do it before they get leafed out.
Okey-doke. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Al is next.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Dave. I have a landscaping project going, and I had all kinds of nice dirt hauled in, and the folks who did the work, they got it fairly well spread out, and then the rains came. And let me tell you something. I have a major league mess out here. So my question is, how long should I let it dry before I take a tiller to it and try to start working with it?
Well, you want to make it sure it's dry enough, because if it isn't dry enough, you're just going to end up with a mess.
I already have one, so I don't need another one. That's what I called you.
You don't want another mess, no. I'm not sure if there is any given time, but I know that you don't want to do it too soon. And I don't know how long it's going to be before it gets dried. I guess I don't know how wet it is, but you're going to have to do it so that when you do till it, it's dry enough so it doesn't get clumpy.
Okay. Well, that was my concern. I guess my point is, should I not then go through it with the tiller, or even just top tilling to try to turn it over a little bit to see what happens, or just let it dry a little bit? I don't want it to become like a brick, because I've already done that trip too, and I hated that.
Right. But the problem is, if you do it and it's too wet, then you end up with all kinds of clumps, and it's just terrible to work. So
yep,
now
yep.
It depends on what you could do is you take a hoe out there and just try hoeing it and see how it works with a hoe.
Okay.
Now,
I'll try that.
It depends on the soil you put in there. If it's a typical Fargo heavy black clay soil, it's terrible to work with. Now, if the soil they brought in is more of a sandy loam, you may be able to go out there with a hoe and just hoe it, and it may turn, you know, maybe easy to work with. And if it is, then of course, then it's a lot easier for you to go in there with a tiller and till it up or whatever. Now, did the rain wash the stuff around that you need to work it, or is it?
Oh heavens, yes, of course.
Okay, yeah. So you got to get everything level again. But I would go with a hoe and see how it works with a hoe. If you put the hoe into it and you come up with a clump of just a clump of mud, you know darn well you don't want to be doing it yet.
Okay, we'll try that. And if you have a good cure for blisters on the palm of your hand, let me know. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thanks,
okay,
man.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Let's get to Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Hey,
yeah, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Say, my husband did weed and feed on the yard about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then after this rain, now we have yellow streaks in the yard. So I'm not
after the rain.
After the rain. Didn't have them before. And so now we have it after the rain. It looks like either that or like the tire marks from the lawn mowing. And so I don't know if the grass is dead, if it'll come back, if we can mow it. I'm not sure what to do with it.
Well, see, with the amount, how much rain did you get?
3.5.
Oh, if it was a fertilizer problem, the rain would have dissolved that fertilizer and carried it down into the ground. So I doubt very much that it would be damaged from the weed killer or the fertilizer. Because the rain should have dissolved that. You know, the big problem we have with it is it's sort of like dogs when they go out and do their thing on the lawn. The nitrogen level is so high there, if you take and you water it right away, it isn't a problem. You don't see it brown. But if you leave it there, then it kills the grass. So, but with that amount of rain, I would think if you had fertilizer, even if it was a little bit too much, that the fertilizer would have been got dissolved by all that rain and worked down into the soil. It should not have been a problem.
Well, we didn't water it immediately. Like, it sat on it for
No,
heat.
That's all right. But see, you don't want to water weed and feed. You don't want to water right away because you want to give the weed killer time to work.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta leave it go a day or two before you water it.
Okay, well, we did then, like the three weeks. Yep.
Now, that grass, is it just yellow or is it dead or is it?
It's yellow, you know, and it looks like it's tractor marks, like the tire marks. So I'm not sure.
Right, from the lawnmower, maybe?
Yeah, hopefully it's not dead because there's the whole yard.
I would guess with that amount of rain, it should come back without a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope it does. I've talked to some other people, and they've seen it around, too. We're in the Holly area, and so we're just...
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know what else, you know, what else would cause that. I know that if it's too dry and you mow, sometimes that can damage the grass. But usually what will happen then, if we get a good rain like we've had, the grass will come back. I mean, usually this amount of rain will cure almost any kind of a problem in the lawn.
Yeah. Well,
I would guess it's going to get better, but that's just my guess.
Okay. All right. And one quick question. Juneberries.
Sure.
When's the best time to cut juneberries back?
I would say... typically, by the way, early in the spring, you do them about the same time you do flowering crabs or apples or that kind of thing.
So
now, did you get flowers this year?
Yes.
Is there a lot of fruit on?
Yes, there will be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to do any cutting now. You can, if there's anything dead, certainly do that. if there's something that's really out of hand, you can do a little clipping, but if you do too much, all the clipping you do, you're going to take chances you're cutting off the fruit, and you probably want the fruit.
Right, yeah. So that's why I wasn't sure if after fruit, like in the fall, or if you do it in the spring.
Yeah, the fall or the early spring, either one would be good, would be much better than now.
But if you do it in the spring, then you don't get a crop.
Not necessarily.
Right?
Not necessarily. It would depend. I mean, we do apples in the spring. We still get a crop of fruit on them.
Okay. All right. Perfect, Dave.
The ones that are really, really touchy are like lilacs. If you do lilacs in the spring, you get no flower. But with these, you know, if you do it in the spring, you're going to take some of the buds off. There's no doubt. But if you do it in the fall, you would too. You could do some after you harvest the fruit. That may help some, but see, with apple trees, what they do is they produce fruit this year, but they're also setting buds for next year's fruit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do prune, you do cut some off, but you still get fruit anyhow.
Great. Okay, thanks, Dave.
Sure. Bye-bye.
When we come back, Scott is first up on the phone lines. This is Plant Talk on KFGO. Back to the phone lines we go, Dave. Scott is next.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. Hey, how are you?
Say, good.
I was the guy that called you about those blueberry plants that I bought for Mother's
Day,
which is a terrible idea, I guess. But so I went to Menards and got some of that, sulfur to lower the pH.
Yeah, aluminum. Aluminum sulfate,
And one of those pH meters, and it was... Our soil was 7, and then I mixed a quarter a cup of that stuff in with some water and put it on there. And 2 days later, I checked it, and it's 9.1 pH. So what? I swear 9. I'm not
1.
On drugs either, but 9.1, it went up instead of down.
There's something wrong with it. There's got to be something wrong with your meter.
I bought two of them. I bought the cheap one and then the digital one, and they both showed high, and I thought, oof, something was... And I did buy the
something.
Right stuff. I just... Yeah. So, I...
Now, did we get rain in between or anything like that?
A little bit, yeah, but I don't know.
Let's see what typically happened with me when I tried that. I added the aluminum sulfate and stuff. It seemed to help, but the problem is that there's so much alkalinity in the soil, and our soil here usually runs 7 to 8. There's so much alkalinity in the soil, even if you plant them in peat, you add aluminum sulfate to it, what will happen is that when we get rain or the water moves through the soil, it carries that alkalinity back in there. And that was the problem I ran into. There was just no way to keep that pH down, because when the water moves through the soil, it dissolves the salt and it carries it with it into the area that you're trying to keep acidic.
Huh. So it kind of leaches up or something, huh?
Yeah, that's the problem. I put them in tubs and I did all kinds of things to try and get it to do. But when the water moves through the soil, there's just so much alkalinity, so much salt out there. And the area that around your area is so immense compared to the little tub that you've got them in, that there's just no way to keep that pH down.
Alrighty, well, I'll let the deer eat them then and say to heck with it.
Yeah, that's probably your best bet, because blueberries here, it's just about impossible.
Okay.
Maybe you could probably grow them in a pot or something, but then you'd have to try and figure out what to do with them for the winter.
Yeah. Well, I won't forget you to give you an old blueberry pie then this fall.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. So, okay, we'll talk.
Right,
we'll talk to you again.
Okay,
yeah. Bye bye.
Hey, Dave. Someone wants to know if it's a good time. Was the question about harvesting spinach? I think.
Yes.
Is it too soon to start harvesting spinach? What do you recommend as far as picking off leaves or cutting the whole plant?
Well, the thing is, you want the plant to get a good size. I mean, if the plant hasn't reached a good size, you're going to harvest everything you've gotten and have nothing. So. I would guess that it's early, but that's just a guess. I've never grown spinach myself, so I don't know. But my guess would be is that you want the plant to get a good size so you can harvest some leaves off. If you take all the leaves off the plant, it's really going to be slow to recover. So if you take a leaf here and there, that's not going to be a problem. So you want the plant to have a pretty good size before you start harvesting it.
Someone else wants to know if they can prune their shrubs right now.
It's going to depend what kind of shrub that you've got. It's probably not the best time of the year, but if they need pruning, most shrubs, it's not going to be a problem.
And opinion on a hydrangea that works well in shade in North Dakota?
Well, that's hydrangeas typically do. There's a, you know, the Annabelle is the old one. There's a new variety too, Incredible, I believe it is. It's very similar to Annabelle, but it stands up better. My friend Kay called me a few weeks back and told me about this, so I remember that Incredible is another one that's good, but they do good in shady areas. Hydrangeas typically do.
How do you get rid of anthills on a lawn?
Well, nothing besides maybe raking them down, but you can do like we had somebody call in last week, use farina. Farina is supposed to work good for ants, cream of wheat, that kind of thing. And then the hills themselves, just take a leaf rake or a garden rake and rake them down.
My husband used Weed and Feed 3 to 4 weeks ago. After this rain, now our lawn looks or has streaks of yellow. Is it dead? Will it come back?
Yeah.
What should we do, if anything?
The lady called me and talked to me about that.
Yeah, I think that was the call
that
we got from Sheila.
Yep. Oh, I gotcha. Okay, sorry. Yeah. That was the same thing. Okay.
Dave, as people are kind of getting ready, I know that we kind of think of Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day as some of those lawn treatment times. If people are looking towards that, what's the midsummer, the 4th of July lawn treatment that they should be looking
at? Well, the thing to keep in mind with that, if you've got sprinkler system or water a lot, midsummer is okay to treat. But if you're just letting rain take care of the lawn treatment, you probably want to do the Memorial Day labor that day and skip the midsummer, because midsummer it tends to be hot and dry. And putting fertilizer down on a lawn when it's hot and dry just isn't a good idea unless you're going to water.
Okay, Dave, thanks so much for another great edition of Plant Talk. We appreciate your time.
Not a problem. We'll talk to you guys again next week.
Sounds good. Thursdays, 1 okay. to 2 o'clock during the growing season, you can hear from retired horticulturalist Dave Decock. And Plant Talk is brought to you by Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, Thompson Greenery, Jeans the Right Plant Place, Turf Tamers, Cheyenne Gardens, and Valley Turf Sod Farm.